How was the wedding? Did you do some good marrying?
People told me that I officiated well.
You were the officiant?
You were the officiant?
Yeah, it was, it was my buddy Davis, and they got married at their family farm. I had a little 7-minute message or so, and I was ordained by the Universal Life Church, which takes about 15 seconds on the internet. You type in your first name, your last name, your email. You check a box that you're not a robot, and then you're good. You're ordained.
Congrats, man.
Thanks, man.
Pastor Hume.
I'm thinking about getting into the wedding officiating business. So if there are any, you know, listeners out there, if this ever has a chance of making the final cut of this podcast, if you want to get married, you just let me know. I'd be happy to do it, you know?
You're going to end up marrying so many fans of the show.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll just go out there and say it. If you're like reasonably close to me, I'll marry you. You know, you just give me a time and a day and I'll show up and marry you.
You're going to regret saying that, but
nobody's going to take me up on that. Let's be honest.
Yeah, we'll see.
I mean, listen, I'm here to marry people.
Welcome to BBBBBB. I'm Billy Gill. I'm joined by Charlie Hume, Charlie Kravitz, Elizabeth Fearman, and Buffalo Bills fan Lorenzo Rodriguez.
Very mellow.
It reminds me of, Exploring Allison. Good times.
Are you ready to go, Zoe?
Are you? I don't know. What kind of energy are you bringing? I thought that was a good intro.
Let's keep going. Yeah, I think that's
it. We'll do it live. Let's go.
Yeah, well, now we can't use it. Thanks, Lorenzo.
Zoe really needs to work on his cursing. Because I don't know what it is. It almost feels like a put on, if I'm going to be honest with you, because he doesn't curse this much in real life when I interact with him on a daily basis. But when we do podcasts, when we do the Twitch thing, he has so many F-bombs that he has just flying. We did a Twitch the other day where he said the F word like 12 times at least.
That's an exaggeration.
I was like, what are you doing?
That's hyperbole.
Do you remember when Bill Simmons got his HBO show and he cut that promo and he's like, yes. Now these billionaires should pay for their own stadiums. That's like what Lorenzo sounds like when he curses.
That's not true. That's not true, Charlie Hume, because you've hung out with me outside of these professional circles and I have a potty mouth in those instances. Not
so
here.
You're bragging about this?
Yeah, are you proud?
I shouldn't be, right? No, I shouldn't.
You think that makes you edgy, Lorenzo?
No, it's the Miami boy in me. I can't get rid of it. I'm sorry.
It's the Miami boys curse? I'm not doing it, bro.
I'm
bro.
From Miami. I feel like I don't go crazy.
No, you're kind of un mal hablado, I mean.
What?
Yeah.
Mal
okay.
Hablado.
So we have a number of things that we can get to today. Lorenzo, you're usually the one that derails us and starts doing visual things, but I'm going to kind of go down that path before we get to Krabs, who has a number of topics today.
But this is a podcast, though. This is an audio meeting.
What are you going for exactly, Lorenzo? Because this is a strange look that you have. You have a headband of sorts on. You have longer hair that you have going over the top. We had someone tweet in the other day comparing you to Baker Mayfield in the Hulu commercial where he switches bodies with a smaller person. I think that you got the nickname Baby Baker now.
Newbies.
Ooh.
Baby Baker.
So I've been looking for the 7th B, and I'm not going to be the 7th B. And for your information, it's just hair, all right? Hair grows. I haven't cut my hair, and it's getting in my face. It's getting in my eyes. This is the longest I've ever had it, so I need something to hold it up. I tried ponytails. It's not long. It's not that long. Or tie wraps.
A hair elastic?
Yeah, what's that? Yeah, sure, a hair elastic. A little rubber band, a little band elastic.
You gave yourself pigtails.
No, I did not do pigtails. What? No,
where no, you should start wearing a scrunchie.
Ooh, like a little man bun. I think you could do double man buns, like a little
man
Well, tail. Sarah wants the man bun. I don't know if I'm...
Are you going to stick with this look?
I would love...
I don't know. I'm getting compared to the scrub quarterback.
Let's be very clear. You are not being compared to Baker Mayfield. You're being compared to the tiny Photoshop Baker Mayfield.
If I might, Lorenzo, you're really seizing on the comparison to the headband you're wearing and the hair, but I think the main part of that comparison was meant to be that oddly shaped body on the lower half. So those are the
I wish I was hoping. That skinny. I would love there.
There we go.
There it is. Bleep that one.
He's a Miami boy. He can't help.
Hey, bro. 305
zone. No, I have to. I don't want to keep this look forever. I'm just letting it grow out. Maybe until after Halloween. Then.
This seems like a really good time to be experimenting with your look, so knowing that it's the first year of your daughter's life and there's probably going to be 1,000 pictures in photo albums for years to come where you're a total fool.
I didn't think about that.
All right. So, Mr. Krabs, we have a recipe. We have a lightning round. We have a new segment. What do you want to start with today?
Should start with the new segment.
Really?
Yeah. I think we should come off the top rope with our new segment. I like to call this one, What's Grinding My Gears? And it's a special version of What's Grinding My Gears today because for our audience, we're recording this on September 21st, which is one of Lorenzo's favorite days of the year. And he absolutely torments everyone by singing Earth, Wind, and Fire.
No, this is
over and over and over again. Everything is a pun. He's a human meme for the 24 hours. And you know what? Earth, Wind, and Fire. You're really grinding my gears. Charlie Hume, what do you think?
I'm 100% with you on this take. And I would just like to speak to you specifically, society. Why do we do this? Why do we dumb ourselves down in this way? If you're a fan of Star Wars on May the 4th, and I'm like, oh, May the 4th be with you. Like, these jokes are insanely corny. Why are we sharing videos of the Earth, Wind, and Fire video on September 21st? The song's not even good. I think we can do better than this. As a society, I think we can do better than resorting to these tired tropes and I'm done with it. And you know, if you're a Star Wars fan, stop celebrating May 4th. And also, episode 8 was an absolute travesty. I didn't even watch episode 9 because that was probably even worse. But yes, let's be better than that. Let's be better than these terrible jokes that we rely on every year.
Can I say my two favorite corny jokes of dates? Number one, the one from Mean Girls, which I just had to look it up. It's October 3rd.
Is it October 3rd?
October 3rd.
He asked me what day it was.
And then even better is Miss Congeniality, when she says, what's your idea of a perfect date? And she says, like, some date in the spring because it's not too hot, not too cold. You can wear a light jacket. I enjoy those, so I apologize, Charlie, because that goes against your belief on how cheesy these are.
But that's the thing is, like, so you enjoy those, and you probably look at the calendar on those days, and you probably get a little chuckle out of it. Oh, that's that thing from that thing. But we don't get bombarded with, you know, content like every single year. It's like, it's people set their clocks every year in their calendar. Oh, I'm going to put out this tired content again. It's going to go insane on social media and we're all going to like have a great laugh about it. Like we actually think this is original and it's not. And we got to, we must stop doing it.
You know what kills me? And Charlie, this is going to grind your gears too. People who set their clocks to like 11:59 on April 31st. I'm not even sure if there are 31 days in April. And then they get that stupid NSYNC meme going. It's going to be May.
It's going to be May.
Every time for internet clout.
Like,
grinds my gears.
Who does that thing?
Bunch of Miami.
Like, do you feel good about yourself? Like, do you feel funny when you put that thing out into the world? Because you shouldn't.
I've never done that, but I, for the record, I love that NSYNC song. I loved NSYNC.
It's gonna bang, mate. So you didn't do it right, Charlie.
Lorenzo is the exact.
I don't do the. It's gonna be mine. Things. I don't do that. That's.
Oh, you don't. But I'm sure if you go back in your Twitter history, you like tons of tweets on.
No. Maybe the first year they did that. That's like a 10-year. It's a decade-long meme going.
And yet it will never stop, and we'll be subject to it every single year in May, and we can't escape it. It's just it's unimaginative, and we can do better. We can come up with funnier things to do. We don't have to rely on these things.
Guys, we went pretty low there, but I want to cheer us back up a little bit. And I think it's time for a lightning round to cheer us back up. And the reason, so here's the reason I'm saying that, is this past weekend, I'm in Washington, D.C., and guys, it was crispy. I put on a hoodie. I watched some football for 2 days. I drank a couple cold beers that were not like Miller Lights, and I was like, guys, we made it. It's fall. There's some normalcy in life, and it made me think. I want to talk to my pals about their favorite fall activities.
I love fall.
I love fall so much. And I don't want to go first here. So I'm going to toss it over to Eliz and hear some number one favorite fall activity, and then we can pass it around.
Wait, are we doing top one?
You know what? Let's go crazy. Let's do top three.
We did top three cheeses last week, and yeah. I love that.
Okay.
Top three fall activities.
Number one, and it's so basic, but I love apple picking. I grew up in a town that has the Apple Harvest Festival every year. We are known for our apple farms, and it's so quaint and amazing. And I feel like people all over Central Connecticut come to the town I grew up in to pick apples because we have the best apples. I'm very into Honeycrisp right now, but anywho.
That's a good apple.
Love apple picking. Love baking things, and this would have been a great segue for a pumpkin bread recipe or something, which I don't have. But love baking things with warm fall spices and flavors. And this isn't really an activity, but Charlie Kravitz, you hit the nail on the head. Today, I was wearing a t-shirt, was working, and I was so chilly, and I put on a hoodie, and I've been so cozy all day. So it's not really a hobby, but wearing cozy clothes is my other favorite activity in the fall.
I love that. Chunky dog, fall expert.
Okay, I think I've got at least two that are clothing related. First one happened for the first time of the season today. First time wearing pants on a golf course again. You go all summer, you love rocking the shorts, you get a killer tan, but there's something special about the temperature changing a little bit, you're throwing on the long pants, you feel a little more formal, you feel a little more serious. Love that. Second, the best outfit, and I love when I get to start donning this outfit. Long sleeves with shorts. Love a good long sleeves, shorts combo. That's an early fall move. And you throw on some little crew socks with your tennis shoes, and you're just like, could not be more comfortable or happy with my current state. Third one, you know, sometimes when it changes to fall and people are like lighting a bonfire outside or they're doing a barbecue and it's kind of like early evening-ish and you're outside and it's kind of like dark earlier than it was and you smell that like smoky smell in the air and you're like, dude, it's fall. Like, I just feel it outside. It is fall right now.
That was number one on my list, was walking outside when it's like 6 p.m. And like a week ago, it was perfectly sunny, but now it's dusk and you can smell a charcoal grill being like, I'm going to cook something savory and slightly heavier than I was going to eat in the summer. And it just makes you feel cuddled by a cool breeze, which is like a unique feeling and sensation.
I do not understand how that phenomenon works, but it happens every time it turns to fall. And so
you're really onto something because I'm just listening to you guys smiling. It makes me so happy because those are all such relatable feelings or moments.
The best. Okay, Billy, you're up.
So Chunky Dog experienced this. Lorenzo's experienced this. A problem that I have with fall down in Miami is that there's no real noticeable difference from one season to the next, right? So like there's no real thing where you walk outside and you're like, it's fall. I've never got apple picking, but I will go every year for Halloween and I'll go to like a pumpkin patch and I'll get a pumpkin and then I carve the pumpkin. So that's like a fall activity that I do that's kind of fallish that I guess you guys could relate to.
Do you toast the pumpkin seeds or just toss them?
I really hate the whole process of carving a pumpkin, if I'm going to be honest with you. I like the after. I don't like the cleaning it out. Man. I don't like taking out the seeds and like the like springy gut stuff. I don't like any of that. And I don't like the pumpkin's fun while you're carving it if you have the right tool so that you don't hurt yourself. But after like 2 days, you get it like with the moldy stuff and it starts like eating its own face and it's just a whole mess.
That's because you're doing it in South Florida. But Billy, as a now seasoned pumpkin carver, I can tell you that the pumpkins retain their shape well into like a month if the temperature is right.
Do they really?
Yeah, because it's when it gets warm, that's when they like kind of start melting and your jack-o'-lantern starts like drooping and all that. Yeah, there's no fall in South Florida. That doesn't exist down there. I got to experience the wonder that is autumn when I came up here, when I came up to Connecticut. And I hate you guys because you guys got some really good ones that I had on my
well,
list.
Well, Lorenzo, Billy's not done yet.
Yeah, you let me say, I guess I'm done.
There's no fall.
Billy, quickly though, you know what else is like that? gingerbread houses.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh. It'd be so much better if I could just take gingerbread and dip it into icing and just eat it that way. But what I have to do instead is build the whole house and look at it and be like, I want to eat every component of that, but I can't until some period of time passes, at which point all the gingerbread, it's going to be stale anyway. You can't even eat it. So, yeah.
So do you guys, I always do, when I do like a gingerbread house making party or whatever that I go to, I always just get like the little kit that you get from like, you know, a CVS or like the supermarket or whatever. I'm wondering, and I guess Ela's is probably the one that's done this. Have you ever made gingerbread from scratch, or you always get like the kit to make these things?
No, can I tell you something so weird about myself, and I don't understand why this is true, but I used to have the best birthday parties when I was growing up, like very themed, all the activities, the party favors, the decorations, the cake. I had a gingerbread birthday party once.
Wow.
And please keep in mind, my birthday's at the end of March. It's not at the holiday season.
Nothing says March like gingerbread.
And we told like a, do you guys remember when you were little, like the felt board stories? And
it was
the felt board and the pieces of felt you'd stick on there. And we played pin the button on the gingerbread man instead of pin the tail on the donkey. We decorated gingerbread men as an activity. I wasn't like obsessed with gingerbread men, but I think this is probably in like kindergarten or first grade. I had a gingerbread birthday party. So yes, I have made them from scratch. And I've made gingerbread cupcakes before.
Wow. Is winter your favorite season?
No, fall is.
Really?
Wow. Spring used to be, but now it's fall.
I low-key started to love fall as well. I mean, when I discovered the season, I was like, this is like, it's not too cold, it's not too hot. For a fat kid like me, that's perfect. You could wear, I love wearing hoodies. As Ela, as you mentioned hoodies, I love hoodies because you just throw them on, you get a shirt, throw them on, boom.
How do you keep cutting off people as they go through there?
Because you've been cutting. Can we let Billy finish his
Going to say that there's a culinary school in Buffalo that makes a human-sized gingerbread house. My aunt-in-law teaches at said school.
Aunt-in-law.
Do you go aunt instead of aunt, huh?
Yeah.
I'm an aunt. Are you guys aunts or aunts?
I say aunt.
Say aunt.
I think I say aunt too, but if I'm with like people that are prim and proper, I say aunt.
I say aunt.
Just to not be judged.
Aunt. There's a so, human there.
So you went to this human-sized gingerbread house dressed as a gingerbread man?
No. See, there you go. Just adding falsities. No.
Is fall your favorite season?
Spring. Yeah,
like 30 favorite
spring. Season. No, spring is spring. Kind of, spring is kind of it because that's like after the long winter season where it's just really cold. You don't want to go out.
I think I'm a summer guy.
Summer gets too hot, man. I mean, yeah, Washington's but it's about too hot summer. Down here.
Charlie and Billy, are you summer or spring or fall?
I'm hands down a fall person. It's my favorite season. Fall. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, I mean, look, I love summer. Summer is like, you know, the place of nostalgia when you think about all the fun that you used to have is that when we were vibrant young people. But the fall is like a motif that I feel more connected to as I sort of descend into middle age.
Billy, how about you tell us your favorite season and then keep talking about the rest of your top fall things before Lorenzo wrests control of this podcast back from you?
I think I'm a spring guy. I think I like a good spring. And then in terms of fall things, so I like picking the pumpkins to make the jack-o'-lanterns. I like when you do go outside for the first time and you get to wear a hoodie because that's not a common thing down here. Underrated feeling. If we were doing winter, one of my favorite winter things, and this is like a strange thing, but I know when it's winter, I always get sick. When we go from fall to winter, and that's when I know it's winter time. It's always like, and it sounds ridiculous down here, but it will dip below like, this is where I'm going to get judged. It'll dip below like 75 degrees and I immediately get sick, but it's normally like 95 degrees here. So like when it goes under 70 and you have to wear the jacket outside, I'm always sick a week straight. Always have the sniffles, always have the headache. It's always a whole thing. And I know, hey, winter's here. And then aside from it's that, coming.
That was a missed opportunity to not say winter is coming.
Zoe doesn't pass up those opportunities.
By the way, a good reminder, get your flu shots, people. Very important this year.
Okay.
Thanks, Zoe.
I got mine yesterday. My arm hurts.
Isn't it funny how that can happen every single year, Billy? Because I have the same exact thing happen to me where I just know there's a time of the year where I got to load up.
It's like clockwork.
It is.
No, mine's happening right now. Mine is when it goes from summer to fall.
Really?
I get the sniffles. Mine's less of a cold, more of just like allergies.
Mine's always first or second week of November when things have changed slightly, always get sick. My third thing, if we're doing three things, and I don't love it, but I like the idea of it, and I'd like to get it after we do the lightning round, because the lightning round, as you guys know, is meant to be really quick, and we're just going to go through a boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
It's meant to be super right quick now. Lightning round.
Yeah.
Seasonal drinks. I don't know if you guys are all about seasonal drinks, but I looked up a bunch of seasonal drinks, and we can get to that after Lorenzo does whatever it is at his favorite fall, whatever's are.
So we're doing three. I guess.
Just three. No honorable mentions.
I've gotten a lot of them taken from me because I discovered the joy that is.
Exactly. We'll just count the ones that have been taken from you. Great. And just say things that haven't been said, and that's it.
Thanks, Lorenzo.
Apple pick. I just had my first apple like 3 years ago. So that's.
Wait, what?
We don't even elaborate on that.
Yeah, I was going to. Yeah, but no. We're moving on. Other things I like about fall.
How did you not have an apple until you were 35?
Halloween is by far the best thing. It's in my top 10 holidays list, which got a big change today. What?
I mean, how are you even going to have a Halloween this year?
You can still celebrate Halloween. In fact, when Billy was talking about his pumpkin carving or his dislike of it, I was thinking instead of growing the show, we should carve the show and we should make each of us jack-o'-lantern. We each got to make a jack-o'-lantern for Halloween. That's how you preserve the joy of Halloween, because like you said, or insinuated, Halloween's kind of
over. What's your daughter going to be for Halloween?
We have a costume. I cannot say, because I am all about the element of surprise.
Who are you surprising? The audience?
Maybe you guys. Maybe we send you guys a charming picture of us in our Halloween costumes.
Is that why you asked for my address? Did you do a Halloween photo shoot?
You ask so many questions. All of you do.
Oh, my God. You did a Halloween photo shoot?
There's not yet. But you can still dress up. Like, you can still, like, one thing I'm actually considering doing, which has been on the back burner for many, many, many years.
Are you considering giving us your top three things, or is that?
It was going to be, we went down the Halloween route. I'm going to potentially host a murder mystery party.
Ooh.
How are you doing that?
Far too on the nose when people get sick afterwards.
A socially distant murder party. So, like, everyone has the roles, like the episode of The Office where everyone gets a little character to play. Someone's a killer, and we have, there's been a death. And so we have to figure out who it was.
Because this is 2020, I just assumed it was going to be on Zoom or something.
Yeah.
We could do that too. Yeah. I was thinking about
it. Do it on Zoom. We'll invite the listeners.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Ran that one down.
Okay. Ooh, that's good. Good work.
With jack-o'-lanterns. And then the other thing I have, the other two things that I had to add, because you guys took all the good stuff, turkey bowls. For me, fall means football. And when I would come down to Miami after leaving the Connecticut, and now every so often, I have a group of friends that I would play the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, usually, aka Blackout Wednesday, some call it. The other thing I love about the fall is a simple thing, the leaves turning. When the world just changes color and you get the golds and the auburns and the browns and the leaves slowly start dying. I think Charlie Kravitz said it. It's almost like an analogy for life. You start seeing slowly things wither away, only to give birth to winter and then spring, my favorite holiday or season. Sorry.
All right. So. Okay, yeah, we can. You know what? No one cares about my three things. Let's move on. You guys covered them.
Wait, it's your topic. You didn't have your three.
I'm happy to go. I'll make them quick. The first one, hot coffee. I love iced coffee season, but the first hot coffee when I can have like a nice latte, a good vanilla latte, not a pumpkin spice latte. Pumpkin spice latte is overrated, not that good. Give me a vanilla latte in the
cardamom.
Fall. I feel
cardamom,
great. Cardamom baby. Latte is also delicious. Salted caramel. Or caramel, however you want to pronounce it. Second thing I got, 7 hours of commercial-free football. Shout out to Scott Hansen, the Red Zone Channel. If I can sit there every single Sunday and I'm half horizontal, half vertical, I'm going to order two things on takeout. One of them is going to be on DoorDash. One's going to be on Caviar, because I don't want the service to judge me if they think I'm getting two things from Caviar in one day, two separate meals. And then the third thing, comforters. I'm a huge sleep under a comforter in cold weather thing. I can't sleep in warm weather. And if the problem is, if in warm weather, I could jack up the AC, but Carrie, my girlfriend, doesn't like it when it's too cold. And then I'm under a sheet, and just being under a sheet, I don't feel weighed down. I end up kicking off the sheet, and then I'm like, you know, like a tornado of taking up too much bed in the sheets. Fall, comforter season. I can finally get extra snugly under the blankets and sleep at a comfortable temperature. That's my top two things of fall.
Do you know the next two majors in golf are going to be held at Augusta?
Really?
Because the Masters got postponed this season to November. And then when the next PGA like calendar year begins, the first major will be the Masters.
Yo, that would be really cool if they did them like back-to-back weekends. Can you imagine the naps? We would nap so hard for like 8 days and 2 weeks. It would be incredible just with like the sweet cooing of Jim Nance as someone like tapped in an 8-footer for the win.
Hello, friends.
It's a great voice to nap to. I mean, and I love Jim Nance, you know, and I find him immensely compelling when I'm awake. But also at the same time, if I want to just nod off for a few hours, he's there for that too. So it's
that's all, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's multi-talented. He puts you to sleep and he wakes you up.
You say you love Jim Nance, Chunky Dog, but I wouldn't doubt. Do you have Jim Nance's number?
Lauren, I'm not going to comment on that on this podcast. I'll tell you what I did do the other day is I took a red zone nap. I never thought I'd be able to do it, but I took a red zone nap. I was actually sitting right here in this very position on my friend's couch in Durham, and I kind of got tired in the afternoon. I put the computer down to my left over here, and I kept red zone on, and then I kind of just nodded off, and then I would snap awake from moment to moment, and something interesting would be happening. I think the Chargers should start Justin Herbert.
Agree. Yeah.
I thought he played really, really well. Yeah.
The Herbs?
Yeah, no offense to Tyrod Taylor, but I just think, you know, a lot of upside in Herbert. Like what I saw against the Chiefs. And I think he should keep getting the starting job.
Herbert looks like a pizza delivery kid. He looks like he was taking tickets at the movie theater. He looks like such a fresh-faced kid. You're already dismissing Tyrod?
Yes, we're dismissing Tyrod. He's not that good. He's a career backup, big upside play to start their top 10 quarterback. Every year that you can have a quarterback playing on a rookie deal is valuable. That too much football analysis there, but really enjoyed it. Chargers,
I'm astounded. Lorenzo's analysis of the situation was Justin Herbert looks like a pizza boy.
They had him. They were showing him on Red Zone. I think I probably fell asleep around the same time that you did. He looks like a teenager. He just looks like a young kid.
He was
kid.
Wearing a helmet. You can't even see his face, Lorenzo.
Yes, you can through the bars. He is.
First of all, he's got some top-notch cheese. Incredible lettuce on that guy.
Dude, that's what I'm
he's
saying.
He's been growing that out to be a quarterback for years.
He looks like something, but he doesn't look like a pizza boy. He looks like a hockey player, if anything.
I mean, yeah, he looks like he could have been cast as like extra number three in the Friday Night Lights TV show as like handsome backup quarterback.
Or like Point Break.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He would have shredded in Point Break with Bodie.
Did you all watch the second Point Break, like the remake of Point Break?
No.
I watched it. It wasn't very good at all. It had one actor in it who he was pretty good. He has like had the look of a Point Break guy, but I mean, I just can't believe they tried to recreate an original that was so iconic.
Was it just like a flat out remake, or did they change like a new storyline? Like these are like the grandkids of the Point Break people or something?
It was a very odd remake because it wasn't like situation for situation. It was, if I'm remembering this correctly, it was like a very, very similar plot line, but the major action activity scenes were like different things. I think in the new one, they had a scene where they had like those like squirrel suits, you know, where you jump off like something tall. And, like,
yeah. You got like, a parachute.
Yeah. 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 Like there was like a squirrel suit scene. There was not a squirrel suit scene in the original Point Break, but it was like similar. It was like a similar plot.
So I'm looking at
the first Point Break. Sorry.
First Point Break was a masterpiece. No, you're absolutely correct. I don't know if any of this is good or not.
Who knows?
Let's go to my list then. Let's inject it with some great discussion about.
I'm certain that your list is not going to make this any better.
Well, ideally, we just kind of seamlessly bring things in and out. So you wouldn't say, like, I'm just going to go down my list. Like, we were talking about fall. We were talking about
Halloween, and I'm looking at things that you entered here that just says a new holiday has entered your top 10 of holidays.
It was September 21st and Connor came in and just steamrolled it.
That was so, it? That was your holiday?
Yeah, I was gonna say people should just like embrace what the song, embrace the joy that the song elicits. It's not a holiday, but just wake up in the morning, listen to a damn song, get a little happier. It kind of sucks right now, and Earth, Wind & Fire should pick up a little bit. Leap all of my curses out if you want, but there you go.
There's that Miami boy cursing again.
This is one of the greatest plot twists ever. We've been building up to, please leave all of that in. That your entire holiday was actually just today.
My wife and I went on a date for on September 21st. That was that's the big thing. That's why I love the damn song. Would have been our first dance had we had a real wedding and not some scale down thing. We would dance to September by the Earth, Wind & Fire.
What do you mean you had a date? Like that was your first date or that was just
our first date 5 years ago? But we went down to we went Applebee's. Downtown. No, we didn't go to Applebee's. Went to the sushi bar down in downtown DC. And I didn't bring it up. It's usually the type of stupid things that I would bring up in conversation. But she actually brought up the fact that it was September 21st. And I go, that's Earth, Wind & Fire Day. You like them? I love them too. Fantastic. You like Weird Al? So do I.
Wait, you're what?
A Buffalo fan? I'm a Dolphin fan. Oh, I hate you, but not really. We're joking.
Ah. Hold on a second.
Let's go get yogurt.
Wait, hold on. How did you go from you like Earth, Wind & Fire to you like Weird Al, I like Weird Al also?
Well, then we started like naturally on a first date. You get to know the person and you ask like, well, what kind of music do you listen to? Yada, yada, yada. And she's like, I don't know. I like Taylor Swift and Weird Al. And I go, I mean, you don't find a lot of, let's be honest, Weird Al is a very specific fan base. And I wasn't expecting a lady of the fairer sex to be all about Weird Al. And sure enough, she was.
Mm.
It's lamentable. We have seen Earth, Wind & Fire live in concert. Haven't seen Weird Al.
What are the top five things that you and your wife have in common, Zoe?
Lighting round.
Well, we're very much yin and yang, but Weird Al is one of them. We love chocolate. No, I know. She's more of a cheesecake person.
They're both Pisces. They do anything for money.
She's a Gemini. I'm a Capricorn. What else? Sarah, what else do we have in common?
Oh, my God. Somebody in this podcast, please.
I don't know. I'll get back to you on that one.
Eliz, you have a recipe?
So the only thing I've experimented with in the kitchen this week was a really good breakfast sandwich. Ooh. I made something else in the crock pot. Also a great fall activity is crock pot cooking. Mm. But I haven't tried it yet, so I would feel irresponsible sharing that recipe with everyone. So based on our conversation earlier about fall activities, I'm deciding to share one of the dishes that I bring to Thanksgiving every year.
Ooh.
Which is no bake pumpkin cheesecake. So good. Wow. So easy. So you take a pre-made Keebler graham cracker pie crust, and then in a big bowl you mix together some canned pumpkin, some whipped cream cheese, a little bit of sugar, and then cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger. And as I'm saying this, I realize you could also just do whipped cream cheese and pumpkin pie filling instead of just plain canned pumpkin, which has all those flavors. But anywho, mix it all together till it's totally smooth. Pour it into the graham cracker crust and then top it with some Cool Whip. Sprinkle it with some cinnamon and nutmeg, and it's so good. It's very easy. I feel like it's kind of a cop-out recipe, but very popular every year at Thanksgiving.
Does everyone in your family cook, or is it just you that loves cooking?
My dad loves cooking probably more than me. He's the cook in the family. I inherited my adoration of cooking from him. My mom's really good at breakfasts and desserts, like baking, but when it comes to entrees and savory meals, I feel like my dad kicks my butt in the kitchen. He's such a good cook.
A Thanksgiving with your family sounds like a dream. Like everybody has their homemade things that they like to make. They all bring it together and it's just going to be a nice time with nice people. I mean, I've never met your parents, but I assume they're nice people because you're a nice person, right?
Thanks. Yes, I think so. It is. It's my favorite day because we always host it at my house or like my parents' house. We don't have to travel anywhere. Just really good food. I don't even have to put on fancy shoes. It's great.
Do you do a big Thanksgiving where a bunch of people come over or not too big?
So we always have my aunt, uncle, and two cousins. And then we notoriously, like when I was in college, would adopt my friends who didn't have the
family in town to fly or whatever. Home.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Like if they were going to fly cross country for 4 days, it wasn't worth it. So we would adopt them. So we've always had some, I feel like stragglers sounds negative, but some stragglers. But it's always my dad's sister, her husband, my uncle.
And special guests.
Yes, exactly.
What do you do about when you have people over because you like it because it's at your parents' house and you don't have to travel anywhere? What do you do about the people that stay too long?
I love hosting people, so I don't know if I would ever say that there is a threshold of how long is too long.
Really?
I love having people over.
Eliz, you look like an amazing host.
Thanks.
I feel
it's
like
one of my favorite things is hosting people and entertaining people.
Do you have a liquor cart?
I do, in my kitchen.
That's number one for entertaining.
What's it number two?
On the top shelf, it's a wine rack that my grandfather made, and then everything else is on the bottom shelf.
Do you have board games? That's number two.
I have a few. I don't have as many as I should. When I've had people over, sometimes I've done the food, and then the potluck is really just like bring your own board game, Cards Against Humanity or something like that.
That seems like a spicy game for Thanksgiving.
No, not Thanksgiving. That was like a birthday party. We would not play that at Thanksgiving.
All right. I think it's about time for final thoughts.
I know this is an audio medium. And Lorenzo, we talked about his appearance earlier. And I know I also look like a crazy person right now. But I think Charlie Kravitz with the little thing around his neck looks like a French art student.
Yeah.
Like... I think you got some big, like, Parisian art student vibes going on right now.
It looks like a turtleneck.
If only I had any artistic ability to match that vibe, it'd be great.
Do you remember when we were going to do Frosted Tip Summer?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened now.
Yeah, we're all going to frost our tips this summer.
That's awesome.
I was hoping my wife would not be on board for that, and she was like, oh, I'd love to see that.
Should still do it.
Not with this hair.
Why not?
Let's frost him, dude. No, we're not seeing anybody.
Dude, we can still frost him. Now's the time to frost him.
Yeah, frost him.
Well, I was thinking about bleaching my hair for my Halloween costume.
Ooh.
Wow.
What are you going to be?
Once again, element of surprise. I'm not saying.
But hold on a second.
We've had this Halloween costume idea since, like, we knew we were having a child. We were like, oh, that's it. We're going to use her as a prop. We got it. And I'm not going to reveal because if it happens...
So it's a group costume. Lorenzo's going to bleach his hair.
Are you going to make your baby into Joe Exotic?
That's a basic costume, Charlie.
Oh, my God. He is.
He's going to be Joe Exotic.
Not Joe Exotic.
He's going to be Zoe Exotic.
Zoe Exotic.
Not Zoe Exotic. I did want to be Joe Exotic, but I'm not Joe.
So, no, is Rose
Joe? You're going to be Carol Baskin?
You're going to be Carol Baskin. Rose is going to be Joe Exotic.
I got this. In Florida, who's suing my ass? I wanted to be Joe Exotic. Joe Exotic won one.
You're gonna be Carol Baskin.
You're gonna be Carol Baskin.
Little flowers around her hair.
I don't understand. You're gonna be Carol Baskin. Your daughter's gonna be Joe Exotic, and who is your wife gonna be?
No. Sarah's gonna be Joe Exotic. The baby is gonna be a little tiger cub.
And you're gonna. Do a photo shoot of this and send out cards?
I don't know. Listen, I love Halloween. It's number two on my top 10 of holidays.
Do we finally have that list?
I do. I told you, if you remember, it's constantly in flux. And September 21st actually bumped National High Five Day, which is on April 16th. So that one's off the list, and September is now on there.
All right, let's just go through real quick your top 10 holidays, then we'll do final thoughts, and then we'll be out of here and spare everyone that's listening. Number 10, Zell.
July 4th. Number 9, New Year's Day, because it's Twilight Zone episode, and also the optimism of a new year.
Number 8.
Turkey Day, Thanksgiving. Although that one's going to probably drop this year because there's no Macy's parade, or at least it's like pre-taped, and that's going to take away from Super Bowl Sunday. should be a holiday. Number six, we said it, the aforementioned Blackout Wednesday, aka the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Not going back home. And actually, you know what? That's a young man.
Number five.
Holiday. I don't do that anymore. Number five, September 21st. Number four, Groundhog Day. Three, Festivus. Two, Halloween. And one, Christmas.
Wow. All righty, Liz. Time for some final thoughts.
I mean, my final thoughts are always work hard and be kind. I don't know if we were that successful on those fronts today.
Either of them.
How about work hard, be kind, enjoy fall?
The crispiness, as Charlie Kravitz would say. It is such a good adjective for the weather. Crisp.
Nice crisp fall day. It's a nice crisp fall podcast.
By the way, we didn't speak about baseball. Baseball's about to go into the postseason, is it not?
All right. Well, I guess we'll get to that in the next episode.